Hello, my love, and welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn, and this is Mind Flowers, an immersive archive of stimulating messages and integrative practices deeply rooted in my studies and initiations with metaphysics, energetics, and self-sovereignty. If you're searching for more depth, more meaning, more life, you just hit the lick, my love. You are about to discover new dimensions of yourself. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. I've been thinking of this concept for a while, as all humans have throughout all of millennia. This concept of injustice, the world's and my own. I've been pondering age-old questions like, is it possible to fully enjoy life if only good existed? Would we even understand what good is if only good existed? When I've sat with myself on questions like this before, I always seem to find answers in nature. The creatures around us contain so much wisdom, but our higher intelligence threatens our instinctual connection to the wild grace that navigates all species of the planet. When I look to this wild grace for its wisdom, as always, there are simple answers to these Rubik's Cube questions waiting for my awareness. I cannot help but come to the conclusion that evil, or should I say the illusion of evil, is the essential catalyst, the big bang, if you will, to the ever-evolving continuance of life and therefore of the divine. Life serves us from all angles, and evil is the blessing that springs us forward. Without evil, there would be no need for hope, which is the spark the soul needs to light up its destiny. But a blessing ignored becomes a curse. I've said before on this podcast how growth and pain feels the same. Consider the butterfly. When a butterfly is ready to emerge from its chrysalis, an incredibly small hole forms at the bottom that it must push through. And as it does, it releases a chemical that pumps fluid into its wings, which helps them expand. The baby butterfly pushing itself from the cocoon needs this resistance so it can fly. Without the fluid pushing through, giving structure to the newly emerged wing, it would not have the strength to perform its main function. Fun fact, older caterpillars have wings already. They're simply hidden underneath the skin. Their potential was always there, and just like you, this potential is activated in the face of evil. Trouble is the catalyst to self-reflection and a confident identity. If there were no tests, how firmly would you root into yourself? How would you know what you were made of? I went on a hike the other day and came upon a point in the trail that presented two options for passing. I could go straight ahead over two small hills, awkwardly spaced next to each other, so that meant that I would have to exert some calf strength, or I could make a slight right, following a flat path that goes around the trail and connects back to it at the end of the second small hill. I chose the detour, and what a surprise to learn that the detour was an effort too, just in a different way. Evil strengthens our faith in a way that shows you what your real power is. The Course of Miracles introduces this concept of it won't leave you until you love it. Loving the shadow is how you dissolve the shadow. Just as a child acts out because he wants attention, because that's his strategy for being loved, evil is the wound that calls for healing, because that's the universe calling you to love. I think we as humans have this primal urge to fight evil because, one, Christianity, they put the D in front of evil and created the devil, which is this persona of the human psyche. But even deeper than that, us humans do not have an understanding of how the world works in general. The most foundational law of the universe, from a metaphysical perspective, is the law of divine oneness, which highlights how everything is interdependent with everything else. Language has a way of misleading us, pointing us in a slightly off direction of the truth. So we make up these labels to make things convenient, but then we forget certain truths about reality. We say, oh, this is light, and that is dark. Light meaning this, and dark meaning that, right? But we forget that this so-called light and this so-called dark are just labels for various measurements of the same thing. We forget that it's all light, because we have different names for how much light is present at any given time. And so it is much the same way with this label we call evil. Life is always good. Good is all there is. Now, sometimes we perceive more good than usual and sometimes less, but it's all good. Slapping more than one label to describe the same thing invites us to another illusory game to play, which is contrast. And God bless the contrast. Because if every student got an A, A's would mean nothing. If everything was great, nothing would have meaning. It is because of contrast that we understand value. Value increases the richness of your experiences. Because in the suffering of contrast reveals the divine mystery. Contrast unites us with wild grace. At the end of my hike, coming back the way I came, I chose to take the route with the two awkward hills. What I thought would be a slightly unpleasant experience actually turned out to be a fun joyride, choosing to use the hills as ramps to jump, run, and play. It was the challenge that made me feel alive. Just as soap cleanses us through a process of friction and momentum, evil purifies our souls through the friction of the human experience and the excitement of illusion. It is the vehicle for good to become ever more refined. Consider how a bridge is made. Bridges are created through the synergy of force, gravity, and direction. So there's compression, which is the pushing force. There's tension, the pulling force. We have torsion, which is the twisting force, and bending, which is force changing direction. Understanding the relationship between tension and compression is crucial. Bridges work because all the forces acting on it are perfectly in balance. The dance between dark and light is the bridge that life walks across. These forces are necessary in the forming of you. If we didn't have the gravity of evil, the bridge that supports our divine journey would crumble. Will you accept the challenge of becoming big enough to hold space for opposite ends of the same spectrum, not in resistance to evil, but in collaboration with its purpose? Collaboration with what is, meaning you are in relation. If we look to nature, we see this concept of natural enemies, right? We have the birds, which are predators of the worms, and the flies that are prey to the spiders. Is conflict really evil if it serves life? Evil serves life in that it promotes more of it. It is integral to the intelligence of the system. The dance of the prey and the predator keeps the system going. To eliminate the enemy is to eliminate yourself. Without the shadow, there is no reason for the light to shine. Meaningful participation with life requires for collaboration with the world as a harmonious system of contained conflict. Without this deep experience, the world would be static, rhythmless, undancing, mummified. Evil is the obstacle that feeds your wings. And because of this, we know that good will always win. I now invite you to join me in some meditative medicine. The intention of this spiritual mind treatment is for us to commune with the parts of ourselves that we judge and label evil, so we can show them some love and reintegrate them into our spirit. Take a deep inhale, taking all the time you need as the air fills up your lungs and permeates through every cell of the body. Releasing the breath, letting it go. Where do the parts of you that you deny exist within you? Wherever these parts of you are, notice them and call them out to play. What offerings do they have for you? Is there something about these parts of me that I have to be more honest about? What good things about these evil parts do I need to be more persistent with? Parts of you that have come out to play, that have been in hiding for so long, answer their calls with love. And allow the wisdom to flow through your awareness, pulsing through your veins, and let this wisdom find its resting place in your heart. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time. You could be doing anything, but you chose to spend time with me, and I am so grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you loved what you listened to, it would mean so much if you shared this with your friends. Thank you for being here. I love you, and I life you.